一起来练圣经。
那请为上多是什么道？
请练路加福音14:33。
Luke 14:32。
路加福音14:33。
Luke 14:33。
我们一起来练。
Let's read it together。
这样，你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有，就不能做我的门徒。我们再练第18章，第28节到30节。路加福音18章28节到30节。
18:28-30。
我们再学练。
彼
得说，看啊，我们已经撇下自己所有的跟从你。耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，人为神的果撇下房屋，或是妻子弟兄父母儿女，没有在今世福德百倍，在来世福德永生的。今天晚上跟弟兄姊妹一同分享，就是跟随主的福乐。
The blessings of following in Jesus。
我们如果读圣经，可以发现一个很明显的一个事实。
As we look at the Bible, we see something very clear。
就是我们看见一个神的儿女被神呼召，常常。圣经记载的很清楚。
We see the calling of a brother or sister to serve the Lord is very clear.
但是这个蒙召的人以后怎么离开世界，却没有很少加以记载。
I'm very rare to talk about how he has left the world.
那为什么对于他们的蒙召记载那么清楚呢？
How is it that their calling is so clearly described?
因为从那个时候开始，他们的人生才找到了一个正确的方向。
Because from that time onwards, their whole life direction has now found its right purpose.
有了那个永恒的价值。
It has its eternal value.
这是一个很大的转变。
This is a tremendous change.
所以圣经就把它记载下来。
And so the Bible describes it very clearly.
为什么他们离开世界不记载呢？
Why is it when they leave the world it's not described?
因为他们的一生根本就没有结束。
Because really they don't have any conclusion, any termination.
他们是在永恒的里面得到了荣耀。
Because they have eternity and their glory.
那是一个必然的事实，这就不需要被文字去记载了。
This is inevitable, and so it's not necessary to therefore describe it in detail.
所以每一个神的儿女都应该考虑到他怎么样用他的一生。
And so each Christian to really consider how he's going to use his life.
如果我们读保罗的历史，
Because if you look at the life of Paul,
他实在是所有基督徒一个很好的榜样。
He really is a very good example for all Christians.
他的一生的价值是了不得的。
His whole value of his life.
从什么时候开始呢？
Special.
从什么时候开始呢？
From what time has it begun?
就是从他认识主那天就开始，没有一天是浪费。
From the day in which he recognized and began to know the Lord, and that day it began.
我们来看看《使徒行传》22章。
As we look at chapter 22 in the book of Acts,
那是保罗认识主的开始的一个经验。
That was the day when Paul began to know Lord Jesus.
我们看《使徒行传》22章。
Let's look at the Acts chapter 22.
在新约197页。
Acts 22.
我们就从第8节练起。
From verse 8.
练到第10节。
To verse 10.
我们一起来练。
Let's read it together.
我回答说，主啊，你是谁？他说，我就是你所逼迫的拉撒勒人耶稣。与我同行的人看见了那光，却没有听明那位对我说话者的声音。我说，主啊，我当做什么？主说，起来进大马车去，在那里要将派你所做的一切事告诉你。你看保罗 他一认识他跟主见面的时候啊，他就有两个问题。两个问题就成为他一生大有价值、有内容的一个起点。第一个问题就是说，主啊，你是谁？
The first question is, Lord, who are you?
我相信这个问题是一个永生永死的那个分界线。
Question of eternal life and eternal damnation.
这个世界没有一个问题比这个问题更重要。
There's no question in life that is more important than this question.
你认识耶稣是谁？对了，就是永生。
To know who the Lord Jesus is, the right answer is then eternity.
你听到听很久关于耶稣的道理，但你不知道耶稣是谁，没有正确的答案，还在永死的。
Even if you listen to the word of God for many years and still can't get the right answer, you will have eternal damnation.
你看见这个保罗就说：“主啊，你是谁？”
And so Paul said, "Lord, who are you?"
那永生啊，主耶稣说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
And so Jesus says, "You, I am the one that you have persecuted."
啊，对。认识了这位耶稣是他的主，
and so he knew that this was the Lord.
所以他愿意为主受一切的苦，
and so he was willing to suffer all for the Lord.
因为他知道他所信的是谁，
because he knew whom he had believed.
所以在提摩太后书里说，我为这缘故受这些苦难，不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁。
So in 2 Timothy Paul says, well, the reason why I can suffer all these things is because I know whom I have believed.
因为他所信的耶稣是神的儿子。
Because he knows that the one that he believes that is the Son of God.
有了正确的答案。
He had the right answer.
但是并不停留在这里。
But he doesn't stop there.
他立刻就有第二个问题。
And immediately he has the second question.
主啊，我当做什么？
Lord, what shall I do?
保罗不是一个没有头脑的人。
Paul is not a person without a mind.
他自己该做什么他都不知道吗？
He knows what he has to do now.
你看他的学问多大？
He has a very intellectual
person. 他的兴趣多多？
He has lots of interest.
啊，他在世上有多少该做的事，有价值的事？
There are many things in life that he can do.
他可以凭自己的思想，要做要做那个啊，可以说我是为耶稣做的。
He can think through many things that he can do, or he can do those for the Lord too.
但是就在他一得救的时候，他立刻就全部投降，说：“主啊，我该做什么？”
But the moment he was became a believer, he immediately submitted himself to God and said, "Lord, what shall I do?"
这就是看见他一生一天没有浪费的原因。
And so we can see that he doesn't waste a single
day. 因为他得救了以后，每一天做的事都是给他做。
Because whenever he became a believer, every day he would want to serve the Lord.
今天我要问问我们弟兄姊妹。
And now I want to ask our brothers and sisters.
你有没有问过耶稣第一个问题？
Have you asked Jesus this one question?
主啊，你是谁？
Lord, who are you?
你问过没有？
Have you asked him that question?
我相信我们很多人问过。
I know that many of you have indeed asked.
但是我要问问，你真的知道耶稣是谁吗？
But do you really know who Jesus is?
那么我要问这个下面一个问题，你有没有问过？
Then the second question, have you asked this question?
主啊，我该做什么？
Lord, what should I do?
他说有啊，我有时候问过。
And you said, well, sometimes I do ask the Lord.
啊，我毕业以后就说，主啊，我到哪里做工？
When I graduate from school, I ask God, where should I work?
啊，我该娶谁做太太？
Who should I find as a spouse?
我该嫁谁做丈夫？
Who should I marry?
啊，但保罗不是讲这一个问题的。
But Paul was not talking about these questions.
他乃是说，我一生该做什么？
His question is, what shall I do with my life?
一得救之后，这个得救的生命就变成被主用的生命。
Once he's saved, his life is a life that is going to be used by the Lord.
一天没有浪费。
And one each day is not wasted.
这是一个多么好的见证！
This is a tremendous testimony.
我很惭愧。
I'm very ashamed.
第一个问题我是在大学二年级解决了。
My first question I answered and solved that in the second year of the college.
但是听到很久，听了几年才开始问第二个问题。
But after many years, it's before I asked the second question.
还需要传道人一天到晚讲。你们一生要做什么？不要糊涂。
And after many, many times when the preacher would say that you shouldn't mess up your life.
啊，以后就说神啊，我该做什么？
And then I began to ask the Lord, what should I do?
当神告诉我要做什么时候？
And when the Lord asked me, when something needed to ask, what should I do?
我心里不高兴。
I was not very happy.
我就哭哭啼啼说最好不要做这个。
And then my heart was kind of upset and said the best thing is if I didn't have
to. 对，在这一生之中就有一些的浪费，有一些的日子是虚空的。
And so there are days of wastefulness and the days of emptiness.
弟兄姊妹，如果你这一生要有价值，你不能不问主说你该做什么。
If you want your life to be valuable, you have to ask the Lord, what shall I do with my life?
只有你做了主让你做的，你这一生才有永恒的意义和价值。
It's only when you do what the Lord wants you to do that you will have an eternal value with your life.
要不然的话，这世界和其上的一切都要空虚的过去。
The life of the world and all its, that is in it will indeed be empty and pass away.
有一个人的坟墓上面写了这一句话。
There's someone who has a tomb and on his tombstone is written.
他说某某人在世上85年。
This person has been in the world for 85 years.
但只活了5岁。
But he only has 5 years of life.
是什么意思？
What does that mean?
那就小的时候他80岁的时候他才找到他人生的意义和方向。
Age 80 is going to be then that he knew about his life direction.
80年的时间都是虚空的度过了。
80 years of emptiness have passed away.
弟兄姊妹，我们将来离开世界的时候，我们有什么感想？
When we leave the world, brothers and sisters, what will we be thinking?
我们真是感谢主。
We really thank the Lord.
你看见他对门徒啊，不但是启示他的自己。并且对于门徒有个呼召，让门徒来跟随他。
He also called his disciples to follow after him.
为什么？
Why?
因为主盼望这些认识他的人，人生有永恒的意义和价值。
He hopes that those people who follow him will have eternal value in their lives.
如果那个永恒里面真是有事可以值得感谢的话，我想不但是神救了我们，并且神也应了我们。
Indeed, if we have something to praise or be thankful for eternity, God will really be that too.
弟兄姊妹，今天我向你们讲一个我很兴奋的事。
It's something I'm really excited about and I want to share it with you.
因为今年是我奉献传道的40周年。
And this year is my 40th anniversary of my dedication to serve the Lord.
我当初奉献的时候是心不甘情不愿的。
At the time when I offered myself to serve the Lord, I really was somewhat reluctant.
但是经过了40年以后的今天，
And after 40 years today,
我要满心感谢赞美主，因为他呼召我来跟随他。
I want to praise and thank the Lord for calling me to follow after him.
所以我今天所讲的道恐怕多一点我自己的见证。
And so tonight as I speak, I will talk a lot about
用亲身的经验来告诉你，来见证主呼召人所有的福乐。
To testify of how many blessings one obtains when God calls a person to follow after him.
第一个福乐，
the first blessing,
就是撇下之乐。
And that's to leave behind.
那我们刚刚读的这个路加福音14章，主耶稣对他的门徒说，
In Luke chapter 14, Jesus told his disciples,
说人要到这来，也不撇下他一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
He says, if you don't leave all those behind, then you cannot be my disciples.
弟兄姊妹，你对于这个话你怕不怕？
Are you afraid of this particular verse?
我知道，当时我看见的圣经，我赶快把它删过去，不要看。
First time when I read this, I wanted to skip over it.
哇，我撇下一点点我都不甘心，把一切所有的撇下，那怎么受得了？
I didn't even want to give up a little bit, let alone give up all of it.
我觉得这个耶稣这个要求是太多太多了。
Because it seems as if the demands of Jesus
were. 他为什么要一个人跟随他要撇下一切所有呢？
Why is it that a person to follow after him has to give up all?
但是今天我要为着神呼召我有所撇下，要满心感谢。
But I want to particularly thank the Lord for the fact that indeed when He called me, I had to give up.
神的儿子要我们撇下是福乐，不是一个苦待。
When God calls us to give it up, indeed it is a blessing and it's not something which is a sad.
为什么？
Why?
首先我们要问谁要我们撇下。
First thing we now want to know is who wants us to give up.
如果是一个爱我们的人要我们撇下，
if it's a person who loves us and wants us to give it up,
他一定是一个爱的要求，认为我们的撇下能够使他满足。
It must be a demand of love, a love in which we'll be satisfied.
如果这一位要我们撇下的人不但出于爱心，他是拥有一切的要我们为他的缘故撇下。
Furthermore, if this person who loves us, indeed is a person who has everything, then, and he asks us to give it up.
那一定是要我们放下次好的来带他更好的。
It must be that he wants us to give up that is secondary for that which is best.
让我们把我们的小事业撇下来承担他的大事业。
To throw away the things which are of minor importance to assume something which is much, much greater than.
如果我们能够有这个了解，你就不会感觉到主要你撇下是苦待你了。
And so when you understand this, you will realize that this is not something which God uses to torment us.
我不知道我们大家有没有撇下的经验。
I don't know if you have the experience of giving up.
我今天倒发现为主撇下那个经验跟我丢垃圾差不多。
I understand now that when I gave it up, it was just like giving up, throwing away rubbish.
我们在美国的垃圾特别多。
In America, there's a lot of rubbish.
我不知道你们这个深圳垃圾怎么样。我们加州啊，这个收垃圾的人一个礼拜只来一趟。
I don't know about Cincinnati, but in California, the rubbish man comes only once.
并且是规定你啊，你这个垃圾桶有多大。
He also has regulations about how large.
越大的垃圾桶收费就越高。
The larger the garbage can, the higher the price.
哎呀，有的时候垃圾真的太多了。
Sometimes it's just too much rubbish.
Garbage 的太多。
And just too much.
慢慢攒的太多了，真是觉得不舒服。
And so much that we are uncomfortable about.
终于啊，一年有一天说，你所有垃圾都可以倒到当铺呀，不要钱。
And so one day of a year, we take all the rubbish out of the garage and then just throw it all away.
那个全家的垃圾都拉出来，一车子吃到这个当铺呀去倒光去了。
And so we take it out in the cars and just go ahead and dump it all out.
当我从当铺呀出来的时候，是啊。怎么丢东西的？
那那我 take it all out to throw it away。
我有什么感觉呢
？What sort of feeling do I have？
我好像从厕所里出来那么那个味道。
It seems like I've come out from the water closet。
把那个急需要解决的问题解决了，好舒服，轻松愉快。
And I've done what I need to do, and I feel better.
所以你看见有人说，你看呢，你撇下什么东西？如果撇下垃圾呀，这是很快乐的事情。
And so, if you were to give up to throw away all the rubbish, that really should be something which.
我们来读一段圣经。
Let's read one verse.
我们读这个腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第八节和第九节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 8 and 9。
我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
在279页。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 8 and 9。
不但如此。
More than that, I count
我也将万事当作有损的。因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。你看，这就是保罗的感觉。
This is Paul's feelings.
真是丢下万事，好像从厕所里出来一样，很开心的。
You threw away everything, it's just like rubbish.
哇，为什么呢？因为有着更宝贝的东西可以得着了。
Because there's something of greater surpassing worth.
今天我回顾一下神要我撇下的东西。
As I look back on the things that God wanted me to give up,
我真是有这样一个感谢的一种喜乐在里头。
I have this thankfulness and happiness about it.
他要我撇下什么
？What did He want me to throw away?
他首先要我撇下罪恶。
First, He wanted me to give up my sin.
真是垃圾。
This is really rubbish.
因为这些东西撇下，所以我才有平安，我才有他的同在。
So away all the rubbish and indeed gave me peace and being with the Lord.
但是不光是停留在这里。
But not only to stop at that stage.
啊，慢慢神要撇下一切所有的。
And then the Lord wanted me to give up all that I had.
我觉得是很好的，神要我撇下。
Even the things which I thought were very good.
啊，当时我实在不愿意。
At the time I really didn't want to.
啊，今天回头一看，我感谢神，他还是感动我撇下了。
Now when I look back at it, I want to thank the Lord that He touched me in that way.
我现在发现，我所以为好的东西，实在不是顶好的东西。
The things which I thought were very good really were not good things.
到底我撇下什么？
What did I actually throw away?
圣经里说，要撇下父母、妻子、儿女、兄弟。
And the Bible tells us to throw away our parents, our brothers and sisters.
撇下房屋、财产之等等。
Throw away our possessions and everything.
这些东西我一个也没有。
I didn't have that.
我只有一个哥哥，根本不在我旁边。
I only had one brother, and he wasn't even close.
我信主的时候，我是穷小子一个。
And when I became a believer, I was a very poor person.
是没有什么房子可以撇下。
I could not give away my possessions.
那我也没有妻子，根本妻子也撇不下。
So yeah, I didn't even have a wife to give up.
那学生有什么好撇呢？
So as a student, what did I have to give up?
有一样东西我是最撇不下的，就是我的理想。
There was one thing which I couldn't give up, and that was my ideals.
到底我的理想是什么？
And what was my ideal?
我有两个理想。
There were two ideals that I.
我的一生盼望能够达到。
There were two ideals that I really wanted to have.
第一个理想就是我想做生意。
First, I wanted to be a business person.
要赚钱。
I wanted to earn a lot of money.
其实我的兴趣啊是喜欢种田。
Actually, my interests are to be a farmer.
所以我家里面我很喜欢种果子树啊，种菜子等等。
So in my home, I want to raise up plants and vegetables and fruits.
可是因为我从小很穷。
But I was very poor as a child.
我十二岁就离开家，抗日战争的时候在外面流浪。
And during the Second World War, I was already leaving my home at age 12.
是我尝到穷苦的滋味。
And so I experienced poverty.
我盼望。自己的余下的一生不受穷苦的那一种啊那种经验。
So I didn't want to be poor the rest of my life.
所以我就选择经济做我的这个 major.
And so that was the way in which I wanted to choose finances to be my way of getting
money. 我盼望将来能够赚大钱。
I wanted to earn great big money.
啊，所以啊，当神救了我以后
，So when the Lord saved me,
那我就有一个心说神啊。让我好像所罗门一样享受世界的荣华富贵。
So I thought that when the Lord saved me, I wanted to be like Solomon, to be able to enjoy all the wealth of the world.
那享受完了以后，年老的时候像所罗门一样说虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，再出来传道。
And then after I had enjoyed all the wealth of my life, and then at the end of my life, I could say all is vanity, and then I could give it up and become a preacher.
啊，所以我就。啊，进了当时一个商科蛮有名的这一方面蛮好的一个学校。
So I went to a very famous, very good school that was teaching in finance.
这是我一个理想。
And so this was my idea.
还有第二个理想。
And the second dream that I had.
我很想闹革命。
And second thing was I love to.
I like being
a rebel, revolutionary.
啊，因为我们的学生时代这个。那个时间很多同学都是思想很进步的。
And so at that time, there are many people who are very advanced thinking.
那我也觉得这世界太不公平。
And I thought that this world has too much.
为什么有钱那么有钱，穷人那么穷
？The wealthy are so rich and the poor are so poor.
特别是为什么我这么穷
？Especially why I was so sad.
是这要闹革命。
And so I wanted to be a revolutionary.
另一位觉得我这两个理想简直是矛盾的。
And so, of course, these two dreams are really contradictory.
又要想做所罗门，又要想闹革命，你们自己打自己。
On the one hand, I want to be Solomon, on the other hand, I want to be a revolutionary. In fact, this is really a paradox.
为什么有这两个理想呢
？Why is it two dreams?
想来想去，因为这跟我穷是一样的，两个极端。所以这很自然的反应。
And this is because I was poor, and so there was.
我能赚到钱，我做所罗门；赚不到，我做革命，斗争别人产，共他的产。
So that if I could be rich, I'll be like Solomon. If I can't be rich, I'll be a revolutionary.
啊，可是当时我不知道，我觉得我自己蛮有理想的，还有前途的。
I was 就是 thinking that I was a person of great dreams and ideas and I would have a great
dream. 对，当神呼召我的时候。
So when the Lord called me.
哇，这个神啊，不行啊，不行啊，这个不行，等我老了一定奉献。
And so I said, Lord, I can't, let me be older and then I will dedicate my life.
其实我也没有照照镜子看我像不像所罗门。
And yet I had not even looked at my face in the mirror to know if I really looked like Solomon.
简直一点沾不上边了，所罗门是天下第一智慧的人，我是什么人啊？
And of course it's far removed, Solomon was the wisest person on all the earth.
激活我是可能成为所罗门。
Even if I could become Solomon.
哎呀，很惨。
Also very sad.
因为我大学毕业一年以后共产党来了。
And the first year of my school, the communists already came.
共产说这个人真是坏透了。
And so they would say, they would have said,
这生活这么腐败，还娶一千个太太，罗马地主杀头，惨了吗？
If indeed I was Solomon, would it be beheaded before my wealth and my way of living?
你看，神要我放下自己想，对于我是好处是坏处。
And so when the Lord asked me to drop my dreams, was it good or not for me?
好，如果我参加革命。
So let's say I join.
哇，投入这个革命的潮流里头去。
And I would throw myself into the ferment of the revolution.
弟兄姊妹，这个革命给我们中国今天带来什么后果
？And so we can know what the results on this revolution has brought to this country.
按我看，我的同学里的很多投入革命的。
And many of my friends did indeed join the revolution.
没有一个不后悔的。
And not one of them,
很多的结局都是很悲惨。
A lot of them, they had very sad endings.
但是他心灵里头有很多的 bitterness.
And there's a lot of bitterness within them.
神要我放下自己的理想。
God wanted me to drop my dreams.
我今天真是觉得这是一个恩典啊。
This really has been a blessing for me.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
如果有一天神感动你。
If one day the Lord touches you,
要你有所撇下
and wants you to give up something,
我盼望你不要认为这是神的苦待。
Don't think that this is the way that the Lord has to punish you.
你要知道这是神爱你的神要赐更美的东西。
This is the God who loves you, wants to give you something even greater.
有一天你要看见这一个美好的结局为此要大大的感恩。
One day you will see this wonderful ending and you will really praise the Lord for that.
这个侍奉主跟随主的第二个福乐。
Serving the Lord and following up the Lord is the second blessing.
这里说要做主的门徒。
And that is to become a disciple of the Lord.
就是门徒的福乐是什么呢？
And what is the blessing of becoming a disciple?
你知道这个门徒啊是啊，跟随主的。
A disciple is one that follows after Jesus.
那为什么要跟随主呢
？Why is it that he follows?
那表明啊，要把主啊当作你的主人。
That is the Lord has become your own Lord.
你是他的仆人。
And you are the slave of the.
所以这个跟随主就是找着了你人生的目的。
Following out the Lord is that you have found the
第一位，这一位主耶稣基督，神的儿子，成你一生跟随的那一个服侍的对象。
The Lord Jesus is the one that your direction, the one that you are particularly going to be following after.
他有主权来引导你这一生，使用你这一生。
He has the sovereignty to guide you and to direct your path.
你想，如果我们这一生能够被一个神来使用，这是爆发他的福气。
Isn't it wonderful to be used and directed by the God himself?
那能够为总统用尚且是福气，能够为万主之主所用是多么大的福气。
To be used by the president is a great privilege. To be used by the God of the universe is such a great privilege.
这个做主的门徒有第二个意思。
And then there's another meaning for that.
就是以主做我们的教师。
And that is our Lord becomes our teacher.
是我们这一生呢，有神的话来引导我们怎么样行事为人。
In all our lives, we have God's word in order to guide us to do our life, to work our lives, and to guide us.
所以我们这个人的这个这个行为生活有一个很高的标准，一个很美的这个见证。
Our life and work has a very high standard and a high testimony.
啊，行在神的真理里头，总是 啊，这条道路是美的。
To live in the word of truth, indeed it is so wonderful.
那么跟随主的第三意思是什么意思呢？
What is the third meaning of following after?
就是以主做我们的榜样，做我们的 pattern。
And that is the Lord is our example and pattern.
就让我们的生命啊，就像主那样子的一种生命。
So our life is directed towards the Lord.
所以让我们整个人的生命啊，要最美的一个最高的那个标准。
And so our whole life has the highest standard of principle.
就因此做主的门徒，他这一个人就能够像主一样产生美好的影响。
And so we will be like the Lord and we will have a tremendous impact on our lives.
这是多么奇妙的事。
How marvelous is it?
你看在圣经里头讲到这个亚伯拉罕是跟随主。
The Bible tells us about Abraham following after the Lord.
啊，神向他显现说，你要离开本地父家啊，到我所要指示你地方去。
The Lord called Abraham and said that you are to leave your home and go to the place which I have directed you.
那这个大亚伯拉罕是一个很平凡的人。
Abraham was an ordinary person.
但是他听从了主的话，跟随主。
He followed our Lord, he answered his call.
所以神说你的名要成为大名。
And so the Lord said, your name will be a
great nation. 你的国要成为大国。
Your nation will be a great nation.
并且地上的万国要因你得福。
And then all the nations of the world will be blessed because of you.
你看见一个平凡的人跟随主却产生整个世界的影响。
An ordinary person because he followed after the Lord has a tremendous impact on all
the world. 要不然的话，亚伯拉罕只会受世界的影响。毫无意义的过去的。
Otherwise, Abraham will only be influenced by the world, and we just ordinarily just pass.
今天我回想到我自己的时候
，As I look back on myself,
哎呀，我真是感谢神，让我来跟随他。
That I can follow after him and have been able to do.
使这一生产生完全不同的一个结果。
And so I have a totally different result in my life.
我想到我这一个人呢，是一个。有很多缺点的人。
I have many deficiencies in myself.
那我今天只讲我四个缺点。
I just like to share with you four of my deficiencies.
不止这四个缺点，我只讲这四个缺点就是了。
There are many more, but I'm only going to tell you four.
第一个缺点。
First deficiency.
就是我的 IQ 不是很高的，不是很聪明。
I'm not very bright. I don't have a high IQ.
那我从小学一直到大学啊，读书都是中等。
Throughout school, all my grades have been sort of average.
所以啊，我的成绩报告单总是不使爸爸妈妈很受感动。
My grade point results are not very impressive to my parents.
是，你看见一个中等人才啊，在社会上啊，决定也不会有什么了不起的作用。
An average person with the average intelligence.
总是潮流往哪里去，他也跟着哪里去。
Society moves him, he might go with
him. 他不能影响人，只能别人影响他。
He cannot influence others because others will influence him.
我第二个缺点。
The second deficiency.
我的意志不是很坚定。
I'm not a very decisive person.
为什么
？Why?
也许你们不大相信。
Maybe you don't believe it.
因为我很重情感的人。
Because I'm quite an emotional person.
是一个情感比较重的人了，恐怕意志就不很坚强。
A person who is rather emotional probably is not that
decisive. 当别人讲两句好话，心就受感动了。
Somebody might say something real nice.
看人家哭一哭啊，心里就软下来了。
See somebody crying and my heart is melted.
所以你看见呢，他不可能有一个固定的原则来做他人生的这个标准。
And so there may not be a good or strong principle to guide our person's life like that.
我第三个缺点。
Third deficiency would be,
我不是一个人格很高尚的人。
I am not a person of high moral standards.
要我坏呀、啊，也不会坏到哪里去，不会杀人放火。
I won't go and murder and have other crimes like that.
要我做好人呢、啊，也绝对不会做到圣贤那样子的好。
And to be a good man, I won't be somebody like a great.
所以我的道德标准呢，就看人家怎么对我就怎么做。
And my character is sort of like see looking around and see what the standards are.
所以大家贪污，我也小贪贪也不要紧。
I see other people, they have some greed in their hearts, and I would have followed them.
这个人打打麻将，我打两圈也不是太坏。
The other people, they play their mahjong, and I'll go join them with their mahjong.
要我大赌不会啊，小赌也没有什么要紧的。
I won't have big gambling, but little gambling I would do.
那第四个特点。
And the first, fourth deficiency I had.
就是我没有做领袖的欲望。
I did not have an aspiration to be a leader.
为什么？这是天性。
Why? Because that was my nature.
第一，我的胆子很小。
I'm a very timid person anyway.
第二呢，就我家有四个兄弟，我是小弟弟。
I have four brothers and they are all older than I am.
永远是个跟随者，不是领袖的。
So I used to be a follower, not a leader.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers, sisters,
像我这样的一个人，活在世界上一生能够起什么作用？
A person like me living in this world, what sort of impact would I have?
是我影响世界呢，还是世界影响我？
Would I influence the world or would the world influence me?
如果没有主的话，
If I don't have the Lord,
当然是好像一个没有根的浮萍，随着人群潮流在那里转动。
I would be rootless, I would be just floating away and away just like that.
但是有一天神呼召我，
But one day the Lord called me.
然后我来跟随他。
You want me to follow him.
他成为我的主。
He became my Lord.
他的真理成为我行事为人的原则。
His truth became the way of principle.
他的生命成为我要追求的生活的生命的那个榜样。
His life became an example for me to pattern myself.
结果我的一生不一样了。
And so my total life was changed.
我感谢神，很多人受到我的影响。
I thank the Lord that many people have been influenced by me.
正是一个好的影响。
And with a good influence.
不是我的本事。
Not because of me.
乃是主借着我去影响的。
But God through me influenced them.
回顾一生，我就感谢神。
As I look back at my life, I really thank the Lord for that.
在我每一年的 Christmas 的时候，常常收到一个人寄给我 Christmas card。
Every Christmas, I would often receive a card from someone.
他每一次寄 Christmas card 来的时候啊，都讲很多很亲切的话。
Every time when the person writes, there would be a lot of very intimate comments.
但是我一拿到这 Christmas card, 我就说这个人是谁呀？我根本就想不起来。
But every time I look at this card, I cannot remember who this person is.
那么两年前了，他又寄一张 Christmas card 来。
2 years ago, this person sent the card again.
他说我从这个 UPenn, Philadelphia, 又回到洛杉矶。
And this person said, I came from UPenn and I came back to Los Angeles.
现在在这个 UCLA 的医学院做教授。
And now a professor at the UCLA faculty.
他说哈，非常想跟我见面。
And really wanted to see me.
哎呀，我说怎么这个弟兄年年都要想起我来了？
So how come this brother every year he remembers me?
那正好那一年我的儿子请我到他家去过年去。
And so that year my son invited me to his home.
所以我就去了洛杉矶。
So I went to Los Angeles.
我想我应该去看看这个人到底是谁。
And I wanted to find out who this person really was.
见到他以后就知道是谁了。
And then when I see him, I will really find out.
那所以跟儿子说请你车我到这一个人家里去。
And so I asked my son to bring me to this person's home.
我的儿子说，爸爸，这是什么人呢？
And my son said, who is this person?
他说不知道。
I said, I don't know.
不知道去看他干什么？
So if you don't know, why are we visiting?
我说也许从前见过，现在忘记了，见面就知道了。
Maybe it's a person that I've met before and I just don't remember. Maybe when I see him, I'll remember.
好了，就到他家。
And so we went to his home.
打门一看还是不知道。
When the door opened, I still didn't know him.
哇，他就跟我讲很多话。
And so he talked to me a lot.
他慢慢看见了，我对他呆呆的，他就知道我想不起他是谁了。
And then he saw me kind of looking at him rather blankly, and he realized that.
他说，你想不起我来了。
And he said, you can't remember me.
当我在 Stony Brook 练书的时候。
When I was studying at Stony Brook.
我那时候已经结婚了。
I was married.
生了一个孩子。
And had a child.
生下来的时候，我们夫妻两个人真是痛苦的不得了。
At that time, my wife and I, we really had went through a very, very sad time.
因为这个孩子是个畸形的孩子。
Because this son, this child had an anomaly.
我们实在痛苦的不得了。
And so we were very, very saddened.
就在那个时候，你来我们中间讲道。
And at that time, you came to preach to us.
把我们心里的结打开。
And so you unravel the knot in our hearts.
所以我们从那个时候就转变过来。
And so from that point onwards, we changed.
我们永远不能忘记。
And so we'll never forget you.
啊，在这讲的时候。
And as you said,
就看见楼上一个小孩子跑。
And there was a child running up the second floor.
七八岁的样。
7 or 8 years.
他说：“哎，下来，下来。”
And so he asked him to come down.
这孩子下来了。
So the child came down.
哇，一看我差一点昏倒。
As I saw him, I nearly fainted.
啊，整个的脸都变形了。
His whole face was distorted.
后来我知道，连这到现在为止吃东西从这里灌进去。
And I know that even now they have to give him the food.
他就跟我说，这个孩子生下来的时候。
As this, when his son was born,
整个的脸呢是非常的可怕。
His face was very grotesque.
他说现在已经好很多了。
And they said that his face looks much better now.
已经是开过很多次整形的，好很多了。
After a lot of surgery, now he looks better now.
哎呀，我心里面真是觉得这个父母啊，好难啊，养这么孩子。
And I felt in my heart that these parents are so difficult to raise this child.
我就安慰他。
So I console them.
我说求主再赐给你那个好宝宝。
And so I said, I pray that the Lord will give you another precious son.
这个父亲跟母亲一直摇头。
And the parents are both shook their heads.
他说我们俩已经决定，绝对不再生。
And so they said that we had already decided that we won't have any more
children. 我们两个人要把全部的爱都放在他的身上。
Both of us are going to give all our love to this child.
哎呀，听得很受感动。
I was really very touched.
这个伟大的爱。
This is a tremendous great love.
神给他的。
This is the love that God gave.
今年夏天我在 Arizona 一个聚会。
In summer, I was in Arizona.
弟兄也在那里在做一个讲员。
And he was also a speaker. His,
他讲什么？他讲爱主，讲喜乐。
He talked about loving the Lord and happiness.
为什么？
Why?
这不是他自己能够做到。
This is not something that he himself can do.
神自己安慰了他，
because,
把他从苦难里高举起来。
Because the Lord had personally consoled him and brought him out of his.
当我看见这位弟兄的时候，
When I saw this brother,
当我看见很多地方有些弟兄姊妹起来爱主的时候，
When I see many brothers and sisters coming up and
有些的人呢、真是好像就说，哎呀，你帮助了我们。
And someone might say that you helped me once.
我只有低头敬拜，我说神啊，这实在是你的恩典。
I can only bow my head and say, the Lord, this is your blessing.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你跟随主这一生产生多么大的不同的影响。
Now, when you follow the Lord, what a great impact that you
主在地上所生的影响。你一样也可以发出影响出来。
How the Lord had an impact in his life, you also can.
有什么比这样子的人生更有价值？
What value in life is greater than this?
主
耶稣
对于亚伯拉罕说：“万国因你得福。”今天也一样可以因你得福。
When God said to Abraham that all the nations of the world would be blessed by you, indeed that promise is also to you too.
第三个福祸。
The third blessing.
在路加福音十八章里说，没有不在今世得百倍，来世得永生的。
In Luke 18 it says that you will not only be blessed in this world, you also be amply blessed in the life to come.
来世的事我们现在不讲。
And we can't talk about the things.
我是要讲是今世得百倍。
In the next world,
不是在将来。今天你跟随主就要得百倍。
And but you will have 100-fold even in this life.
你信这个话吗
？Do you believe in this?
主的话不会落空。
The Lord's word will not return void.
按照我的经验，实实在在是得了的。
In my experience, I really feel that it is a hundredfold repaid.
从前我总以为我不能说什么。
In the past, I thought I couldn't say anything.
但是那一点点还不肯奉献。
And even that little bit, I did not want to dedicate.
现在这一点点奉献了，真是得做反面。
And even that little sacrifice to God, God has given me back in a hundredfold.
所以说我胆子很小。
I am a very timid person.
感谢主啊！现在发现这个胆小的人还做出很多胆大的事来。
Even a person who is very timid has done many things which are very bold.
那不说别的吧，我就讲到我从中国大陆跑出来啊，都不是个胆小的人能够跑出来的。
And that time to escape from the mainland of China to come out was not something which a timid person could do.
我现在回想起来都还有点怕怕。
Even thinking back about it, I feel frightened about it.
在公安局进进出出，进进出出啊，有好多趟啊。
Even in the security place, going in and out many, many times.
每一趟啊，这都不是开玩笑的事。
And every time it was not something to be laughed at.
你不信，你跑到共产党的警察面前看看他的样子吧。
If you want to go before the security and police and now just look at their faces, you understand.
但是感谢神。让我终于敢面对这个困难局面。
And thank the Lord that I was finally able to be able to face this very difficult situation.
天，我一看见人我就害怕。
Even in the past when I saw people, I would be very scared.
所以我这个小学练书我都怕的。
Even when I went to a primary school, I was very afraid.
现在啊，看见好多人都不怕了。
Now even if I see a lot of people, I'm not afraid.
哇，这上讲台啊，讲道的时候啊。很感谢主随时加我力量。
And even when coming up before a podium now, God will give me extra strength.
那意思不是说我自己不需要祷告，不是这个意思。
It's not that I don't need to pray.
啊，很感谢神，他给了我力量。
But I praise the Lord that He gives me that strength.
那我很怕穷。
I was afraid of being poor.
现在大家看我穷不穷呢
？And am I poor now?
哇，实在是不穷。
No.
哦，在加州买一个房子不简单哦。
Yeah, to buy a house in California is not easy.
我告诉你，我在加州很好的房子。
I can tell you that my house in California is a very nice house.
起码是二十几万。
It's actually at least 20.
跟你们礼拜堂一样价钱。
The value of this church building.
怎么来的呢
？And how did it come about?
弟兄姊妹，在那个时候我根本没有正式工作。